Text numéro 102. The exodus from X to Blue Sky has happened. The era of mass social media platforms is over. Hell is millions of people who would avoid each other if they met in real life, but who are shoved into each other's faces and encouraged to punch each other online, which ends in viral bullying, death threats, children ripping other children to shreds on platforms they are legally not old enough to join. It's sociability without accountability. It was making us miserably stressed long before Elon Musk bought X. Even then, people stayed for the reasons people stay in toxic relationships. Inertia, fear of being lonely, misplaced hope it may get better. And it seemed intrinsic to many working lives. You had to be on X because everyone else was. A circular logic. Blue Sky has added 1 million users since the US election. What's the point, the chair of the Women and Equalities Committee asked, in being on a site that's gone from cat memes to calling people whores just for having a different political opinion? Platforms come and go, but this feels different. The final death of the idea that social media could ever be a global meeting place for ideas. Now the future of social media looks increasingly segregated. X for the right wing, centrists on Blue Sky, people who hate politics on Threads or Instagram, Gen Z on TikTok, boomers on Facebook. Like most journalists, I'm still listening to different conversations on all of them, but for active posting, I switched to Blue Sky when Musk used the Southport riots to promote the idea of civil war in Britain. Part of me hates the idea that mass market platforms are over, if only because I have never stopped believing that breaking out of bubbles, engaging with uncomfortable ideas, and trying to understand how other people think matters. But the mistake was to think social media was a shortcut to all that, when online life never truly mirrored real life, even before algorithms skewed it towards the loudest voices and its model worked against understanding. Blue Sky has learned from its predecessors. It has strong social norms, a culture of blocking rather than feeding attention-seeking trolls. It makes you wonder why we let ourselves be kidded for so long that there was nothing platforms could do. But while it's a nice place to be right now, so was Twitter in 2009. Growth is near impossible to achieve without malignancy creeping in. Blue Sky's more measured, less emotive conversation is also less addictive. The secret to using social media well today is using it less. The moral isn't to stop listening to ideas you find uncomfortable or people who disagree. It's to do it in real life. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2024.